Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There's a spot on my spectacles, and I just noticed that the moment that we hit the mics live, oh, this is going to be a rough day.
Oh, God.
Stacey Karen Moody. Good morning.
What's your middle name?
I know
it's
this.
Karen.
Yeah, this is like Adontis, isn't it? It's something like
yes.
Greek.
Yes, it is. It's Adontis.
Stacey Adontis.
That's, God, I'm so impressed you remembered.
You know, I'm obsessed with you.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. How are you?
A little tired. Not as tired as you, but...
Bro, we're both so rough looking right now. Thank God they're not doing Miss Kansas tryouts.
Oh,
because...
God.
Whew.
We would be like the stage hands.
I was going to say we'd give them a run for their money.
Okay. Well, all right.
I'm sorry, Miss 6'4", 120 pounds. Beauty queen. Back
Jordan,
up.
Jordan's over coming through.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo. Oh, okay, so you got a little too much sleep.
Well, I got too much sleep too late in the day. I woke up later than when I usually leave my apartment, which means I have no coffee.
Do you want some of mine?
Probably not.
Okay.
I think there's like some leftover coffee from yesterday in the break room.
Dude, that's leftover from like the 90s. I can't believe you're drinking it. Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't get any sleep. It was one of those nights where I rolled over and then I thought maybe I fell asleep, but I was awake again. So I didn't know if I had slept or not. And then
sure.
I totally caved in last night. Totally caved in and turned on my heat.
What?
Yeah, it was cold.
Okay.
My little toes were so cold in bed under my blankets.
So you want to hear a fun story?
Please.
Yesterday, it was so hot in my apartment because all my windows were open. I turned my air back on.
What?
Yeah, I did.
It's like 40 degrees last night, dude.
Well,
it wasn't that cold yet, but oh my God. And I've been wanting to turn on my heat for at least 5 days now, ever since it got
Ew.
Cold. Yeah, but I'm sitting there. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll be fine. I don't need to turn this heat on. I'll be cool. I'm cool. And then I'm sitting there freezing, and Blanche and I are shaking, and I'm like, who am I doing this for? Why? I don't even have a roommate. I don't have somebody to even fight about it being too hot or too cold. What am I doing? So then I waited another couple days because I wanted to seem cool.
Yeah, well, that's far gone.
And then last night, yeah, no. But it was a long night last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a long day yesterday.
Speaking of which, how'd your speech go? How'd that keynote go? Oh, okay. Was this a good or bad?
Stace.
Okay.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up. I was hoping we could just go right past that and not have to talk about it. Oh my God. It went well, but I said something. Something came out of my mouth that I wasn't even consciously thinking about during the speech. And this is in front of kids and their parents. Yeah. And it came out of my mouth and I am so embarrassed. It might be like the most embarrassing one of the most embarrassing things that happened since I moved here to Kansas City.
Oh my God.
It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. I don't even want you. You're never going to let me live this down. You are never, ever. Oh God. I don't want you to make fun of me for this.
This is going to be so good. Oh my God. I can't wait. What is it?
Well, my friend recorded it yesterday. So
Oh my God. There's
actual
proof of it.
Audio
that I can play over and over again. Oh my God.
Dude, I think I probably died there in that building in Lawrence, and my ghost is haunting it for the rest of my life. Died of mortification.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's mortified day because this was.
That's probably why you couldn't sleep last night because you're a ghost now.
Okay. Well, should I be tired if I'm a ghost?
Yeah. Well, you probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Will you tell me? Will you tell me what you said?
I'll play it. Well, I'll get it all together.
Mm. Oh my God!
I can't believe I'm doing this. It's because I've had lack of sleep, and I do not have sound judgment right now.
Jordan Silver and friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Oh, Stace. Oh, we could play this for Mortified for the rest of time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay. Again, I have not been sleeping, and maybe possibly you'll think this is funny, so that's why I'm doing it.
Oh, that's good.
Because if I had enough sleep last night, I would not be playing this on the radio.
God.
I would have enough sense not to put this out in the world.
I am so excited.
So yesterday, after the show, I drove out to Lawrence and I did a little keynote speech for this group called the Rainbow Kids and Families. And it's transgender kids and gender nonconforming youth in Lawrence. And we're talking like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 elementary school kids.
Oh.
Yeah, and so it was elementary school kids and their parents at this event. And I was supposed to speak about kind of my situation with coming out to my parents who weren't that receptive to it.
Right.
To kind of, you know, tell the parents that were there what it could possibly be like how the pain and, you know, all the things that I went through because my parents weren't accepting, so that maybe they have the conversations and talk to their kids about these things.
Sounds amazing. Oh, God.
I mean, I know.
In true Jordan Silver fashion.
I think this might be self-sabotage. So what I'm doing in this clip is I am talking about the fact that I was in a 7-year relationship.
Yes.
You know that.
Uh-huh.
And my parents never met her when we were in the 7-year relationship. And at one point, my mother calls me to let me know that she voted against gay marriage in the state of Maine, which is where I'm from.
Right.
And I was considering... At that point, I'd been with somebody for 7 years. I was like, I might want to marry this person. And so it is just extra. It really, really, really hurt.
Right.
Okay. That's all you really need to know.
Okay. Okay.
I know this is going to be boomy. I hope that it's clear enough for...
Oh,
here we go.
God.
Here we go. You'll hear it.
And I was in a 7-year relationship with someone who they never met when we were dating. But during that time, there was a vote to legalize gay marriage in my home state. And my mother made it a point to call me and tell me that she voted against it. Even though she knew that at that point I was considering it with a 7-year-old. I'm sorry.
A 7-year-old.
Not a 7-year-old.
No, Jordan, that's still illegal.
Even though she knew that at that point I was considering it with a 7-year-old. I'm sorry.
A 7-year-old.
Not a 7-year-old.
Jordan. Jordan.
Oh, my God. I don't know why. My brain just did that thing where it floated off for like a second. There's all these little kids here. And so instead of saying I was really sad that my mom had voted against gay marriage in the state of Maine because I was considering it with the person I had been with for 7 years. But what comes out of my mouth is I was considering it with the 7-year-old. And then everybody catches me.
Even though she knew that at that point, I was considering it with a 7-year-old.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends.
Well, for now.
What do you mean?
Until you get arrested.
Oh, man, no. All day, huh?
All
show.
All day.
Oh, it was a simple, hopefully not a Freudian slip. That's what that was. Oh, God. You're never going to let me live that down.
No.
I should have slept last
Would
night.
Would you let me?
No.
Thank you.
No.
I
completely agree. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Well, all right. Let me save some face here for at least 5 to 10 minutes while we talk about this day in history, okay?
We'll see.
Because I can't screw this up.
I mean.
I don't think so. We'll see.
Let's give it a shot.
All right, so this day, Wednesday, October 9th, in music news, in 2007, one of the greatest songs of all time was released. Of all time.
Oh, of all
time. Of all time was released. Oh. Like, they should change the Star Spangled Banner to this. Okay, so that was the Billboard Song of the Year, 2008.
Did you know that was the longest running number one single of 2008?
No, I didn't know
that. Obviously, because everyone still listens to that song.
Did you know that the music news was so thin today that I had to pull that as something to tell the Buzz family.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it was. There's like nothing that happened besides that being the song that Flo Rida released in 2007. And also on this day in 1940, John Winston Lennon was born.
Oh!
In Liverpool.
Dang. Mm-hmm. That's a big day.
Mm-hmm.
Happy 500th birthday.
See, but he passed away at 40.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know how old he was.
He was 40.
Oh.
December 8th, 1980. So almost. He will always be 40. Anyway, all right.
Happy 40th birthday, Ghost of John Lennon.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's got weird. Thank you so much.
You're starting to rub off on me. I don't like it.
Awesome. I love days like this. So that was it for music news. Like, I'm telling you,
wow.
I went in and looked for some music news, but that was it. Low from Flo Rida came out. And, of course, it actually is really important, John Lennon's
That's
birthday.
A good one.
So in regular history, in 1992, on this day in 1992, action thriller film / hella 90s movie. This is one of my dad's favorite movies, Under Siege. With Steven Seagal is released. Listen to just this little clip from the movie.
Now, a team of terrorists have taken over.
Wake up the president.
But there's just one thing they didn't count on. The cook.
Let go of me!
Are you like some special forces guy or something?
No, I'm just a cook.
Oh my God, we're gonna die.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
According to Tom Segura, though.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Seagal is a police officer in Arizona now.
Oh, yeah. Isn't there like a whole reality show about that?
Yeah, he has a whole show, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He goes to like Navy SEAL school and teaches them how to, you know.
He was on a Navy ship when he was the cook in this movie, Under Siege.
That was his preparation.
Also was a badass that knew martial arts and kicked everybody's ass on the boat. Everybody's ass.
It's Steven Seagal.
In his heyday, 1992. On this day in 1983, Helen Moss joined the Brownies, the Girl Scouts, at the age of 83, becoming the oldest person to ever become a member.
I was a Brownie.
Yeah.
That's as far as I made it, yeah. I never had the green vest.
No.
I was just the brown vest.
I was a Brownie, and then I urinated in my uniform, and then I wasn't allowed to come back. I didn't want to go. I wanted to play with boy stuff. I didn't want to. The boys were out there like eating bark and like learning how to like build civilization. And we're in a room with like half glasses of water playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star with a pen on it. It's like donk, 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 donk. Like, this is stupid.
I have a question.
Sure.
Was that the only way you could not go to Brownies anymore? Was to piss your pants?
When we get to it one day with Never Have I Ever, I'll tell you that is not the only time I did that to get out of something I didn't want to do.
God.
Thankfully, I was a child back then. Oh, God, what's going on? Okay, on this day, in 1979, Howard Stern, the godfather of radio, gets his first morning show at WCCC in Hartford, Connecticut.
Hartford?
Mm-hmm.
That dude
yeah.
makes $93 million a year. $93 million a year. That's going to be us one day. That's going to be us next year.
I like to make above the poverty line, please. Okay, but I found his original schedule.
Oh, okay.
And so, Stace, I wanted to run this by you.
Oh, crap.
Do you think that I overwork you sometimes?
No, okay. Not at all. Okay.
Because his original work schedule when he was starting his first morning show in 1979, Howard Stern's who we're talking about right now. His original schedule reminds me of every radio schedule I had.
Okay.
Ever. His Monday through Friday schedule was 4 hours of the morning show. Then after that, 4 hours of voicing and producing commercials. So a full 8 hours there. Okay. Then on Saturdays, he did a 6 hour radio show. And then after that, 3 hours of production, putting commercials and stuff together. Sunday, he hosted a 4 hour radio show in the morning. He worked 7 days a week.
Wow.
You know what's really unfair?
What?
I did a schedule similar to that and I'm not.
Oh, you're not up there. You're not eight figures.
I'm not making 93,000. Oh, God. Well, can I just skip what happened on this day in 1973? I feel like it's a little too close to
93?
Sorry, 73.
Oh. Oh, yeah. So Elvis Presley and Priscilla Presley got divorced after a six-year marriage. on this day. Okay.
Hmm.
Go. You know how old Priscilla was when they met?
7.
Close. 14.
Oh, son of a...
So, you're a little bit past...
I know!
You're not super... Jerry Lee Lewis.
It was a mispronunciation of something. It just came out of my mouth. I don't know what it was.
Or, what's that guy? He married his cousin?
On this day in 1947, the first telephone conversation happened between a moving car and a plane in Wilmington, Delaware. It was $4 for the call. In 1947, so it was very expensive.
Wow.
On this day in 1930, the first transcontinental flight by a woman was completed.
What?
It lasted 4 days, and she went from somewhere in New York to Glendale, California. Transcontinental.
Wow.
I had to Google what that was. On this day in 1919... the Cincinnati Reds won the World Series against the White Sox.
Oh.
Do you know anything about this?
I don't, but you know what happened in 2019?
What?
The Cardinals won the World Series.
That they haven't played yet.
It's happening.
Say it again, bitch. I know you say it again. I know you say it again. Thank you.
Is this you talking about a playground?
No. Have you ever seen Field of Dreams?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the three sayings that they say in that movie?
No.
If you build it, he will come. Go the distance.
Oh. And?
Ease his pain.
Oh, okay.
Not in that order. No, so this was the World Series where the White Sox were paid to throw it.
Oh, okay. Is this the one? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the one. So they, on this day in 1919, the Cincinnati Reds won the World Series. And it was in September of last. All the sports writers were like, there's no way the White Sox played that bad. And
right.
So they were calling them out from the very beginning. But it wasn't until September of the next year that there was actually a trial about it. And eight players from the White Sox were charged with throwing the game and told that they could never play baseball again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Including
cheaters.
Shoeless Joe Jackson and... All right, I won't do that.
God.
All right, and on this day in 1855, American inventor Isaac Singer patents his sewing machine.
Oh.
Do you know how they sewed before that? By hand.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. On this day in 1858, in local history, I was reading about this at 3 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't sleep. The Butterfield Overland Mail Company gets its first delivery from St. Louis to San Francisco.
What was it called?
The Butterfield Overland Mail Company.
Well, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
Sure is. You make me say it one more time. I'm going to punch you in the throat.
What was it?
The Over...
Yes! You messed it up.
They sent mail and people from St. Louis to San Francisco, 2 trips a week, an average of around 21 days to get from point A to point B.
I saw one time that you could mail a baby. Like, you could mail a child. I kid you not. You put it in, like, a little holster.
In the 1800s?
I don't know when. It was much more recent
than Chris tell you about this?
No, I saw pictures. I mean, Chris could probably speak to this.
Was this one of those things where it's like, you're not going to believe what you'll see if you click this link?
I don't know. A friend at work was like, hey, you know you can mail babies? I'm like, I want to know more.
Mail babies. Is this a dream or a nightmare?
No.
All right. 100 years ago from the front page of the Kansas City Star, October 9th, 1919, more pay for teachers. The Independence Board of Education has raised the salary of a substitute teacher, which has been $2.50 per day, now raised up to $3.
Wow.
Yeah. The salary of the teachers of the young school. And then it's interesting to read the past history, but I don't understand. I do because it's part of the history, but it's so gross how they have to put in parentheses. The second most important thing in every news story is the color of the skin of the person.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
It's so
in
gross.
Every single story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the young school teachers have been increased to $3 a month. So again, just getting screwed. But that was 100 years ago in Kansas City. Teachers, substitute teachers went from making $2.50 per day to $3, which I don't think they raised that. Like, it's still $3. Probably,
yeah, I think it's actually $2.50 now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And, like, a free lunch.
See what she's up to when the show isn't on. Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram.
Well, I will be damned.
I told you.
I can't believe this is a real thing.
I told you.
I'm even on Snopes. Yeah. And they're saying that what you said was correct. All right, tell a Buzz fam, because this is gross.
Okay, the first known case of a mailed baby was in 1913 in Ohio. This couple shipped their 10-pound infant son to their to the grandmother's house about a mile away, only paying 15 cents, though. But they did splurge on the $50 insurance. Yeah, this happened, like, not a ton, but, I mean, and then there was another one from Pensacola to someplace in Virginia.
That's far.
720 miles, 6 years old. They literally shipped a six-year-old.
Why in my head do I just hear, if it fits, it ships?
If it fits, it ships.
That is so messed up. Please tell me that. When did they finish that? Because this is disgusting. I cannot believe that.
Yeah. But the most famous child, she was sent by Idaho Railway in 1914. Oh, my God, with all the appropriate stamps.
You know, they definitely outlawed this by 1984 because I would have done it with my brother. Just want you to know.
Is this how you get your seven-year-olds?
Oh, man, if you want to know what she's talking about there, go to the podcast. Maybe that part will be edited out.
Maybe, yeah.
It was a mistake. I'm tired. I was tired.
I'm sure.
All right, well, today's going to be a good day.
Is it?
Yes.
We're off to a great start.
Well, no, we're forgetting about all of that because coming up for Mortified at 7:30, I found a random CD. Ugh. An old mix CD that I made that is called Best CD Ever. That's it. Best CD Ever.
I can only imagine what is on that piece of gold.
Me too.
My God.
So hopefully the CD player works in here.
I hope so. It looks, I mean, it's a giant piece of machinery. Something's got to work.
There's no date on this. Mm. By the CD, I can't tell when it came out. So what could be on this? Could it be from 2015 or 1913? I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know.
Also, it's Sharpie.
Yeah.
But it's silver.
Yeah. Best CD ever.
Okay.
So we'll find out what's on that. I know it's not going to be good.
Oh, it's gonna
I know
be
it's,
awful.
You're not just going to listen to whatever that we're going to preview it track by track. Oh. And it's going to be, it's going to be embarrassing.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
But before we do that, because that's coming up at 7:30 and it is only 6:40. Renfest passes.
Ooh.
We never give stuff out in the 6 a.m. and we should.
We should.
You should.
No, you should. Oh, okay.
Yay. 576-7965. Give me two numbers.
Two?
Yep.
And 90. Five.
Two and nine. 2 and 9, 5, 7, 6, 7, 9, 6, 5 for a family four-pack of tickets to check out the RenFest, which is done this weekend.
Aw.
So, you got to do it this weekend.
Got to do it.
Hello, The Buzz.
Hello.
Are you out there?
I am.
Are you still listening to us?
Yes, of course.
We're like crackheads this morning.
Oh, my God.
Stacey's had too much sleep. I've had not enough sleep, and it has just been wild. Did you sleep well last night?
Not really.
No, yeah, I know. You were kicking me in your sleep. It was... No, just joking. Do you want a family four pack of tickets to RenFest this weekend?
That would be awesome.
Okay, Stacy's gonna grab your information because I'm not allowed to talk to anyone anymore.
Jordan Silver and friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
Well, this is never going to end. Snoop Dogg was on Howard Stern yesterday and talked about his, quote, controversial performance over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He said that, quote, when you pay for Snoop Dogg, you gun get Snoop Dogg.
You gun get Snoop Dogg.
What he said.
Gun get Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm. The Black Keys, Patrick Carney. It's been a minute since that dude has, like, gone off on someone, right?
Okay.
He always does. So he fixed that yesterday on Joe Rogan's podcast when he ranted about how crappy the Grammys are.
So Neil Young wins that. And they're like, this is Neil Young's first Grammy Award. And at that moment, I was like, what the f***? My brother Michael has had a Grammy longer than Neil Young. Us two knuckleheads have too. None of it makes sense.
So I was in Vegas with my brother.
Okay.
And my brother's kind of like a charmer. So he's trying to check into his hotel room. He's like, hey, do you give celebrity discounts? I look like Joe Rogan. And the lady looks up from her computer and says, oh, really? How far does that get you?
Oh, yeah.
Go, Jordan's lady. Brother. I gave her a 20.
Nah.
Oh, man. Do you like going to the doctor?
No.
Okay.
Does anybody?
No. How would you feel about having a doctor diagnose you from your phone? This is a new app called Cirrus MD. You don't get to see the doctor at all. You actually don't even video chat with them. You just kind of show them what's wrong, and then they tell you, they diagnose you. It sounds kind of crazy, but they're saying that this is for something that's smaller, like bug bites.
Is this a weird app for nudes?
Oh, God.
I think this might be a nude app.
Now I've got a picture of my Hooters on the end. Somebody's got a picture of my Hooters. All right, well, thrilling content in the Philippines as an actor just beat the Guinness World Record for not blinking.
Oh.
1 hour, 17 minutes, and 3 seconds. And they watched him for 1 hour, 17 minutes, and 3 seconds by playing this music. Listen.
1 hour, 17 minutes, and 3 seconds. I know it's long. Don't scratch your eyes.
He finally blinked after 1 hour, 17 minutes, and 3 seconds. His eyes were bright red, and there were tears coming out of them, and he basically looked like all of us when we see The Notebook.
Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
Yesterday in Lawrence, when I went out there, people were like, do you and Stacey really hate each other?
Yes.
I can't believe that's what people get.
You can't understand that.
No, I mean, we're joshing each other, but that's it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's any evil behind. I don't go home and go like, that's Stacey Moody, and stab your voodoo doll and stuff.
Well, not every day.
No.
This is actually how I show affection, is by making fun of. If I stop making fun of you, that's when you know I hate you.
I prefer you not to make fun of me. Can you just start hating me, please?
No. Well, no.
Okay, damn. So yesterday when we were doing Never Have I Ever, we are just so different.
Yeah, we are. We really are.
I do not steal.
At all. Like, you feel really bad about it.
I really do.
Like, really bad.
Raised Catholic. That Catholic guilt never leaves. And because of that, even when I went to Hy-Vee a couple weeks ago and something scanned wrong, the lady's like, $2. And I was like, it was $5.
So ridiculous.
I know. That's me when it comes to things like that. But I apparently am the minority because the text line was just like, yeah, Stacey's right. You could steal from Lowe's. Like,
Lowe's
giving you all these places to steal from. Which,
hey, have you ever tried this here? I'm like, oh, no, but I will now.
Wear some cargo pants and then you're good to steal skinny jeans.
First off,
I know.
I have standards.
True.
I will never wear cargo pants.
You're going to be one of those people that steals a chainsaw. I swear you are. But I found this very interesting that you have no problem doing that.
Not at all.
But
I enjoy it.
You spent the weekend watching my friend's dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
In her house.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that you and AZ consummated your relationship in many, many, many places in that house. It's a big house.
It's a very nice house. Uh-huh. It's big. There's lots of rooms. And we did not solely a one of them.
What?
Not one time. No, that's gross. That's not my house. That's not my house.
Wait a minute. You'll steal.
Yeah.
But you will not consummate your relationship in someone's house when you're watching their pet.
No. No.
Where's the line? Why?
Because there's a certain line of respect
That you're not using when you steal things from stores.
Screw Walmart and Target.
Oh, damn. We didn't say who they were, but
So, I know your friend, and I like your friend, mm-hmm. and I'd like to be invited back to hang out with her dog because I'm in love with her dog.
What kind of mess do you make that you couldn't just make it look like you weren't they're doing that thing.
It's not, they're not my sheets. They're, it's not my bed.
You can't do it in someone's bed. That's messed up.
Where else am I supposed to do it? The floor?
Yeah. Bathroom.
It's hard.
Basement.
Floor.
Top of the dryer. What the hell?
I don't want to, I, that's beginner. Disgusting. They have to touch that stuff.
Put a towel down. Wash
Ew.
The towel.
No.
Kitchen. In the sink. Come on.
In the dishwasher.
Yeah,
what?
Outside on the air conditioner. What the hell?
Just in the garage?
No, climb
on the roof?
On the roof.
No. It's, I, dude, I, when I house it or I'm staying at someone's house, I am so freaked out that I'm going to leave that place dirtier than what, like, than when I came in.
Question.
Yeah.
Are you secretly afraid of being videotaped? Do you think you're being videotaped?
No.
What?
AZ mentioned that last night. He goes, hey, you think there's video, like, cameras in there? And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, she puts them in the bathroom.
Oh. Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
She's in for a real treat.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Oh, I bet she was awesome last night.
I know.
With heart.
Oh my God.
Oh,
is it 1982?
But just as good.
I know.
Never it's, gets so yeah. good, Joan Jett.
That woman does not age, I don't think.
No. Only the underneath of her arms.
Oh yeah. I mean and her little flat stomach still at 150 years old, she still has a flat stomach.
All right, we're going to stop insulting Joan Jett now because she is an absolute legend and we didn't mean it in any way, shape, or form.
No, that was not an insult.
Today, Stacey has had too much sleep and I have had too little and we're both like whacked out. But we've come to the part of the show that I am so excited for.
Me too.
Because.
What you got in hand there?
A scratched ass CD. Look at this thing. Listen. Remember what CDs sounded like?
Remember.
Did they sound like this?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Remember this sound when you put it into a CD player? Hold on. Yeah, right? A CD!
So, I mean, I wouldn't throw it. Maybe that's why it's all scratched up.
You think I treated my CDs nicely? I had like 13 copies of Tragic Kingdom because it would start to scratch right in the middle of Tom Dumont's guitar solo in Don't Speak. And I had to get a new one.
I had a Senses Fail, Let It Enfold You. That album had a glitch in it
because
it was burned, obviously. I listened to it so many times that I like made the glitch sound when I was at Riot Fest and they played that whole thing through. I made the glitch sound still.
Because it's burned into your
it
memory.
Is.
That's how you heard these songs.
Yeah.
Gosh. So I was in my closet, cleaning out my closet.
All right, M.
I'm sorry, Mama. I never meant to hurt you. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet.
You sounded like you were in pain.
I am in so much pain all the time.
Oh, God.
Okay. Emotional. So I was cleaning out my closet, and I found a stockpile of homemade mix CDs.
Yes.
And there were ones that said winter mix. They all had salad names, basically. Winter mix 2001. Summer.
Fresh urban cheese.
Spring mix 2002. And so I was like, wow, I have no idea what's on these.
Yeah.
Because I made so many because, you know, back in the day when music was free.
Well.
And you could.
Quote unquote free.
Illegally download it from Napster and make your CDs.
I used LimeWire and BearShare.
Mm-hmm.
Napster had gotten in trouble by the time I started downloading music.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So we had to go to BearShare.
When Napster came out in, whenever it did, we all kind of went crazy and we're like, download everything that you can.
Uh-huh.
And it took like an hour to download a 3-minute song because we were all on dial-up still.
Yep.
But while it was, quote, free, while it was an all-out riot, everybody made a bunch of CDs. And I have one out of all of those that says best CD ever. Best CD ever. It is something that I made. By the way that this looks, I can't tell what year it was made.
Yeah.
I can't tell what's on it. It just says best CD ever, and it says Jordan's best CD ever.
What's the brand? Can you tell? Did you write on it?
TDX.
Okay, yeah.
TDK. TDK.
Okay.
It's scratched to hell.
Yep.
And if it plays at all, like, how are we going to do this? Because I don't know if the CD player works over here.
Okay, well, you don't toss it like a Frisbee in
it's
there.
It's how you new CDs.
No, you don't toss it.
Did you hear how amazing that sound was? Listen.
So solid.
Yeah. No bounce back whatsoever.
So sexy.
Not thick.
I miss this.
Oh, yeah, me too.
All right. You want to put it in? You want to stick her in?
Now, no. I did before, but now I don't. I would like to know what's on this CD.
And
I think that this is the perfect thing to do for Mortified, because God only knows what's on this CD. We've got a little bit of a dump button in case, because I was into, you know, I was into ska in high school, and then when I got to college, I lived in the South, so I liked like the Dirty South rap.
Right.
You know, like I liked that. And then
I would not have sounded more white.
I know. I'm sorry, Mama!
Oh, my God.
So I don't know what's on this. I mean, then I started going to raves, so there might be some techno on it. I've always been the kind of person that liked all kinds of music.
Okay,
so
all right.
This says best CD ever. So this I had to burn this with, I don't know how many tracks, 10, 11, 12 tracks of my favorite music to put it in my car so I could drive and listen to this.
God.
And I have no idea what's on it, and I think that we should do this.
Oh, absolutely.
How are we going to play it, though?
Well, you're going to put it then in this gigantic CD player, and we're going to play it.
But I don't think this thing works.
Well, we're going to find out.
It's like hashtag Throwback Thursday, except way, way, way more embarrassing. This is Mortified.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I am not ready for this.
No.
Jordan Silver's best CD ever. Some mix that I made, God only knows when, and the CD player didn't work. So
it didn't, no. So we put it in my superior laptop, but...
Wait, no, listen. Apple computers haven't had CD players for like 20 years.
Man.
That thing has a CD player?
It does, and I had to take out... There was a Parks and Rec DVD in there, and I had to take it out. So I put it aside.
Yes, thank you for I'm holding the Parks and Rec DVD now.
Don't.
I won't. I'll put it away. Okay, so we put this thing in. We put Jordan Silver's best mix ever in.
I'm surprised my computer hasn't exploded yet.
Me too. And there are 15 tracks.
There are.
15 tracks. The best CD ever. You're in control, because I can't be in control, because I don't know if I play the songs.
All right.
You want to start and see what the first song was on Jordan Silver's best CD ever?
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry.
Okay. 5 days since you laughed at me. So that's what played when he popped in the CD.
Are you serious, dude?
That was Bare Naked Ladies. That's a good song. What, 1 week?
Yeah.
Hold it. Now what's a hood wink? Gonna make you stop think. All right. Bare Naked Ladies. Okay. I'm not embarrassed. Not mortified yet. Okay. Track one was Bare Naked Ladies 1 week.
Okay.
Jordan Silver's best CD ever. Just trying to see what the hell is on this mix CD that I made. God only knows when. I mean, if Bare Naked Ladies 1 week kicks it off, I could have made this CD anytime from 1998 to... last week.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Let's deduce a little bit more with what track two is on Jordan Silver's
number
best
two. Let's
CD
see,
ever
let's...
mix.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing.
Shut it off! Nickelback? Was that Nickelback?
Yeah.
Ew, I was driving out listening to Nickelback?
That is on your greatest hits.
Which one is that?
You remind me?
That's like the first one, isn't it?
I don't know!
Okay, yeah, I think you do.
Come on!
I think you do.
I don't.
Oh my God, so Bare Naked Ladies 1 week is how it starts out, which I was fine with, and then it goes into Nickelback, You Remind Me. Well, I must have made this CD before Nickelback became a joke. Obviously. Why would I put the
Were
first one?
Were they ever not?
Like, maybe not in the beginning, I don't know!
Wow, all we right. are...
Okay, what is track number three on Jordan Silver, this CD that I uncovered in my closet that I wrote down as the best CD ever? What is track number three?
It's my party and I cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to.
Are you serious, dude?
You would cry too if it happened to you.
Ba, 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 da, da,
all right.
Da, da, da,
da. Leslie Gore. I think it's called It's My Party. That is one of the greatest lines ever written in music. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to.
Mm.
it's my party.
Actually, so
and
far,
I'll cry if I want to.
Has that just been your life motto?
Yes. I have a tramp stamp that says that. It's my party, and I will cry if I want to. Bare Naked Ladies. All right, so the CD that I found in my closet that I labeled best CD ever, track one, Bare Naked Ladies 1 week, track two, Nickelback.
Oh, my God.
You Remind Me, or How You Remind Me.
Something.
Number three, Leslie Gore, It's My Party, from, like, 1950. So... something like that. Let's see what else is on this best CD ever that I uncovered. The hell is this?
Oh, listen to your heart. Is this that song?
Hold on.
I don't even know where the chorus would be.
That's a long intro. What is this song? Oh my God, here it comes. Oh my God, here it comes. Oh my God.
Is this?
This is mortifying. Turn it off! Okay! I Hope You Dance. I don't even know who does that song. That is track four on my best CD ever so far. I don't know. Let's go to track five now, please.
Yo, man.
Oh!
Yo, open up, man.
What do you want, man?
Shaggy!
Hold on.
You let her catch you? I don't know how I let this happen.
It doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it's the intro.
I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed. Creeping with the girl next door.
Like it is. It was done. I think that's like some, you know, when you would download a song and it would be like a crappy version of it that wasn't the real Shaggy version? That is not what it sounds like.
You want to hear a little bit again?
Yeah.
Make sure.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What you want, man?
What you want, man? Yeah, no, you're right.
That is like some karaoke. Like when you would download those.
Oh, my God.
You know what, though? That song is... Yeah, you might not be able to hear it in the car, but there is definitely a difference.
There's definitely a difference.
All right, Shaggy, It Wasn't Me. That's a good song. All right. Track number six on my best CD ever. Hit play, please.
Yes. Oh, my God. Is this the song you were talking about yesterday?
Yeah. I got really into ecstasy for a second in college.
Yes!
Darude, Sandstorm. God! Best CD ever! What is this CD, dude? What is this CD? Okay, we gotta keep going. Right, we're only on track six of 15. Right. That was Darude, Sandstorm.
God.
Wow, this CD really is all over the place.
I mean, it has definitely redeemed itself so far.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Oh my God, Jordan!
Baja Ben! Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Okay, side note, my mom just texted me, Leanne Womack, sing that song!
So we would go to the club with our friends, and we had a friend named Ruth. And so when the song, when Baja Ben came out, and so it was like, who let the dogs out? We would go, Ruth! Okay, hold on. We have got to play some Green Day. There's a couple more songs left on the CD, and I've got to save face somewhere. So hold on. We'll be right back with Mortified.
It's like hashtag Throwback Thursday, except way, way, way more embarrassing. This is Mortified.
I don't want it anymore.
How you feeling over there, buddy?
Really stupid. You know, I was okay with some of these songs. Basically, what we're doing right now is we're finishing off a CD that I made at some point in my life. I was going over the years of these songs being released while we were playing Green Day, and we're talking 98, 99, 2000, 2001, so I'm imagining the latest song is 2001, so I'm thinking the CD was made around 2001, so whatever the hell is left on this CD for us to discover from my best mix ever.
So far... Mm-hmm. What I'm getting from this vibe into Jordan 2001-ish is 8th grade dance. music was like your S?
I was in college.
I stand by what I say.
Okay. All right.
Or like the cheesiest, lamest wedding.
I always wanted to be a DJ. Told you that. All right. Oh, so to go over the songs on this random CD that I found called Best CD Ever. And we're playing it live on the air right now just to see what the hell's on it for Mortified, because we like doing that. And I am actually mortified. Track one was Bare Naked Ladies. 1 week. That's what you popped in. And that's the first thing that played.
That's what pumps you up.
Oh, and then it went to Nickelback, How You Remind Me, in 2001. Leslie Gore, It's My Party. That's a very old song. Leanne Womack, your mother texted us that.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
I Hope You Dance. Shaggy, It Wasn't Me.
Or some version of it.
Oh, yeah, that was like some, like, when you downloaded the wrong version. Yeah. It was like, this is Shaggy's version. It's like some guy who recorded it in his bedroom. Jerk.
I know.
Darude, Sandstorm.
Yes.
And Baha Men, Who Let the Dogs Out.
Ruth.
Good old
Ruth did it.
Poor Ruth. I think she's dead, by the way.
I know.
It's a tragic story. What happened to Ruth?
Oh, my God.
I think she was mauled by dogs.
Stop.
I'm making all of that up.
She's really good.
We're friends on Facebook. It's fine.
Okay.
She got her teeth done. She looks nice.
Wow, dude. All right. I'm going to play track 8. Are you
track
ready?
Track 8 from Jordan Silver's Best CD Ever. Best Mix. Let's hear it.
God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is this more Leanne Womack?
No, but it's like Martina McBride or something. No. Is it?
What is it? Where's Dustin when we need him? He wouldn't know this.
Oh. Ooh, I love watching
you, baby. When what is this song?
Me, you crazy. Ooh, I love
oh, my God. All right. Who does that? What is that and who does that?
I think it's Martina McBride, dude.
Ooh, I love the way you love me.
Yeah, the way you love me.
The
probably.
Way you love me. Yeah. Faith Hill. Okay. Oh.
I mean, at this point, it's the same person.
Sure.
Why can't I get this to click?
The way you love me is track number 8 on my Best CD Ever, and this is just getting better and better and better. Let's find out what track 9 is. Oh, thank God. Woo! Right? Okay.
Good.
Blink-182, The Rock Show. See, there, I somehow redeemed myself.
No, you're getting there.
Okay, maybe the rest of it's pop punk. 2001, that's, you know, like, no.
Highly doubt it.
Oh, God.
You just had Faith Hill.
What's
okay, track 10.
Track 10 on Jordan Silver's Best CD Ever that I found in my closet and we're listening to live right now to figure out what the hell's on it.
I, no.
What is this?
Is this Train?
That's a deep piano. Shut it off!
God,
Train?
Jordan?
What is that song called? Atmosphere?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
No, it's called Drops of Jupiter. Oh, God. Okay, yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
What's track 11
track
on Jordan 11. Silver's Best CD Ever?
Woo! Oh, my God. Were you trying to get with a girl? With
no,
this CD? Was this a love mixtape?
I was channeling my inner girl. This song is incredible. That song is incredible, and I will fight you outside with fists. That song, Vanessa
fists
Carlton.
Of fury.
1,000 Miles is an incredible musical composition. Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, so far, side B of Jordan Silver's Best CD Ever, Faith Hill, The Way You Love Me. I'm going to listen to that on the way home. Blink-182, The Rock Show, Train, Drops of Jupiter, Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 more songs left.
We're on track 12.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
That's where he's talking about girl in the song, and you're like, ah, Ricky.
Come on now.
Ricky, she is not into any of that. Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca.
Ricky's not into any of the girl stuff.
So. Uh-huh. All right, so we got 3 more songs left. I'm okay with that. Ricky
that was,
Martin,
I don't hate it.
I put this album around 2001.
Yeah.
Obviously. Okay.
Right.
3 more songs
13,
left.
13, the most important one on this entire one.
Here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's good.
Yes, it is.
I'm so sorry.
Wow, dude.
Corn barking song. Hold on. Corn barking song.
What was that?
It was corn. That was corn.
I know that. But what was the...
Twist.
Right.
Doo-doo-doo. Twist. Yeah. You know, obviously. Live in La Vida Loca. Track.
Faint Hill and Korn on the same one.
Not just Korn. That wasn't Freak on a Leash. That was just the lead singer barking.
For 4.5 minutes.
Yes. This is Jordan Silver. This is what it looked like inside of me in 2001.
That is terrifying. This is a terrifying look inside you.
The last two songs of the best CD ever. This has to end on a banger.
It's not going to, I have a feeling, but.
That sucks.
Wait. Track 14 of 15. You ready?
Yep.
Of course. Yes.
Oh, damn.
Oh, dang. All right.
This is not the... It's like a dance version of...
God, I hope so.
Yep. It's too fast for the original.
Here, hold on. I get to the faster part.
All right, Celine Dion. Oh, my God. Oh. I hate this. I think that was another one where you downloaded something wrong.
You still put it on there, though.
All right. Celine, sometimes you just fell asleep and let the CD burn. This was what happened in the early 2000s. Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. All right. Okay. So this is technically the last song on my, quote, best CD ever that I'm absolutely throwing in the trash can the second you give it back to me.
I'm not giving it back to you.
What is the last song on my...
Are you ready for this?
No.
Are you ready?
Does it get
Jordan Silver, 2001.
Does it get more embarrassing than Leon Womack? Let's find out.
I don't think it... Nickelback.
Okay, Nickelback's the worst thing on there?
Yeah. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Is this Mambo number 5?
Yes!
Mambo number 5.
Yes.
You have just so redeemed yourself, dude. This really is the best CD.
Wait, after all of that, after
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
after Baja Men, Faith Hill, Vanessa Carlton, Ricky Martin, Korn, just a barking song from Korn. Yeah, actually, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead.
Pamela, Sandra, and Rita.
I'm gonna say this is the best CD mix ever.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Okay. No. Because there's one piece of news that just beats everything, and that is the fact that we just went to the text line.
Yeah.
And the text line thoroughly enjoyed.
Dude.
This mix
I have
CD.
Never seen so many good things and so much of it. Ever.
Yeah, so forget the news. Go look at the news.
Yeah,
there
go
you
Google
go.
It.
Dun, dun, dun.
Go look at Facebook.
I need to read some of these because I figured that I was going to go and rightfully so be told to leave the country. That people are waiting for me when I played. God, what was on the CD? Started with Bare Naked Ladies and then
Nickelback.
Nickelback, Leanne Womack. These texts are, I just legit snorted so hard in my car.
Yeah.
This is the best CD ever already. I guess that must have been after like one or two songs from it. I hope you dance. Okay, so people knew.
A lot of people knew that.
Mm-hmm. This is the best CD ever.
Yeah.
It's bringing back some memories.
People loved Darude. Loved it.
I haven't
smiled. You gave someone life today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Every stage of it.
I feel like there's definitely a Missy Elliott track on this CD. There should have been. All of these could have won Forgotten Bangers. Yes, sir!
I haven't smiled and laughed so much in the morning in a long time.
Aww.
Does that mean our show sucks?
I think it does.
Oh, no.
I think it does. Oh, my God, Jordan, I'm 39, so I hit those same music phases that you did. Sandstorm definitely brings memories of X days.
Yes.
Love you guys. Then a lot of Faith Hill.
A lot of Shania Twain.
That was not Shania.
That's not, yeah. Good Lord.
Faith. I think I made this exact burnt CD, and I was a straight male at the time. Yes. Yes.
LOL, you're so gay.
Drops of Jupiter. Oh, yeah, that was on there.
Yes, Korn.
32-year-old, 280-pound bearded rugby player was singing along to every one of those songs. All right, maybe this was. Can I get a Grammy?
I think you won a Grammy, dude.
Because I honestly thought...
I think it's in the mail.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was actually in eighth grade around this time, and most of these songs were on my playlist. Moody got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Wait, these were my songs. Wow. Everyone needs to send in their best CD ever from the early 2000s. I just made a Spotify playlist for all the songs on your CD.
No, Buzz, that is so amazing.
I'm proud of you for following along with that.
Seriously.
You know, sometimes we do things and I feel like they're going to crash and burn. And we're going to get called to the boss's office in like 1 second. But that one, that was fun.
This, yeah, so fun that we are now exhausted and need to take a nap.
Yeah, forget the news. I need to know. Can we come back?
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
That's so unfair that you still have yours.
I think I have both.
Oh, I would always sell mine when I got a new one so that I could eat.
Oh, well.
Because I needed to have an MP3 player and food.
Well,
but
when,
you kept?
Yeah. I was living with my mom, you know, because I was still a child. When that happened. But yeah, I still have both. Okay, because you know my hatred for Apple.
I was about to ask, did you ever have an iPod or was it always this thing?
I had a Zune. And still to this day, everyone's reaction is the exact same as what you just did.
Yeah.
I had a Zune.
It was like the brick phone, but music players.
It weighed 15 pounds.
It did.
Oh my God, I loved it though.
I'm going online right now.
Can
you still get? No, they stopped.
They stopped selling them, but people have them and you can buy them. I'm looking on Amazon right now.
Yeah, because that was before any kind of cloud. So
yeah,
the music that you put on there would have been.
Whoa!
What?
Whoa! A new one! A new Zune!
That just came out. It says on Wikipedia, obviously, the place to go to get information that's purely accurate, says that they discontinued the Zune in June of 2012.
Jordan.
What? What?
Guess how much a new Zune costs on Amazon.
I, ew. I don't even want to look at that.
Do you
want
me to
tell
you?
See, yeah, tell
me. Do you want that in your search history?
I don't want that in my search history.
$825.
$825
for a Zune. Oops. That they don't have software for anymore.
Wait a minute. Why? Why?
500, 340.
Why? Why? They don't know. According to Wikipedia, again, the only place on earth to get information that is accurate, they stopped making them, and it was discontinued in June of 2012. They can't be new.
Well, maybe they never used it?
Yeah, that's probably it. It's a piece of history, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Piece of history. It's a piece of something.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Okay, you can't sell your Zune
to
somebody who just texted in. I'll give you $200 cash in hand.
Now, although I appreciate your offer, I can sell mine on Amazon for like $1,000. There was one. It's not red. I don't have the red one, which I wanted really bad. That thing is going for $1,000.
Jeez.
But I'll have you know, Jordan, I'm not the only one who rocked a Zune and still has it.
I know. My mom always told me never to make fun of people that were less fortunate.
Oh!
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Oh.
Stacey, shut up and let her.
Do this, snowflake.
What?
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 What was
are
that?
Are we sleeping?
Are we dreaming?
I don't know.
Ooh, yikes.
Billie Eilish, all good girls go to hell.
That's true.
No. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think that's too much to unpack right
really,
now.
Really, we couldn't even do the news. We just had to read the text line because we used all of our brain power for that mix CD. It was the highlight of the day, if you want to hear it.
Year.
We'll have it up on the podcast by 10 o'clock. 965thebuzz.com/podcasts.
There you go.
Look at me remember a web address.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, too. Thank you. You've had a little too much sleep. I've had... not enough sleep.
Yeah.
And we are goofy today.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know.
Like, we are on one.
Yeah. People probably think that we're on drugs. I'd be a lot more awake if I were on drugs.
Depends on what drugs you were taking.
Right. You really going to buy that Zune?
Maybe. I need to get...
To what?
I need to get mine working first. I did just buy a charging cord.
God, I hope the battery works on that thing.
Yeah. If I get this thing to work, my life is made. Like, you have no idea. I'm gonna force so much music on you. from Zune days.
That's before 2012.
My Zune days were, yeah, probably like high school, like early high school.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't even senior year.
Wow.
Oh my God, it's going to be bad, dude.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so excited.
I can't wait to hear all the Cannibal Corpse and...
I didn't listen. It's all like My Chemical Romance and...
Oh, good.
Probably some other terrible... I bet there is some butt rock on there.
As long as you have some one Nickelback song, that's all that matters.
I would never... No. I didn't stoop that low.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about something else, actually.
Okay, let's do it.
Since we're going down memory lane, kind of.
Okay.
You know what's really unfair is that is when women take the name of their husband when they get married.
That's unfair?
It kind of is, because then when people add me randomly on Facebook, which I find very odd because I didn't go by Jordan Silver in high school, but people from my high school add me, I'm like, who the hell is this bitch? And then I'm like, oh my God, that's this person.
Yeah, and then you have to go back like 10 years of photos to see what they looked like in high, well, okay, it's like 40 years for you. Just as like, who is this person?
I'm going to drink something to go in a coma, to not age, to wake up after you're older than me, and then I'm just going to make fun of you for the rest of our lives. Is that possible?
I really hate to burst your bubble here, but that's not how comas work.
Okay.
You still age. You still
if you're sleeping, you don't age.
Yeah.
Ugh, damn it.
I mean, check the science. Check me on that. Like Wikipedia.
Yes, Wikipedia is where you get your information. Sure. So I got an ad on Facebook from this person. And it's a little square. And you're like, who the hell is this person? And I clicked it. And it was this girl that I was really good friends with in high school. And then we kind of just obviously fell and did different things. So I haven't seen her in 20 years. And so when she added me, and I accepted it, I went on her wall and I wrote, oh my God, is this really you? I haven't talked to you in 20 years. And she's like, yes, it is. How are you? And I was like, how do we make up for 20 years of not seeing or talking to each other? And neither one of us have written back.
First off, you wrote on her wall. You didn't like send her a message?
No, I just wrote on her wall.
Is it 2007?
Yes.
Okay, great.
It is in my heart.
So she added you. And then now she's just like, okay, well, that was fun. I'm done with you now.
No. It's just so exhausting to go back 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
How do I tell you what I've been up to since we were in high school, and the same for her? So I just sat there and I was like, I started typing a sentence and I deleted it. And I started typing a sentence and deleted it. And I was like, well, I guess I'm never talking to Kelly again.
Yeah.
Just like, how do we catch up on 20 years that we've been missing? On Facebook, nobody writes anything back.
No. I graduated less than 20 years ago, and I'm just like, I don't even want to go back a year. Like, a lot of, I don't know, Google my name, maybe, and you'll find, like, two things.
No, there's a lot of things.
Is there? Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, Google image, lots of pictures of you. Who's the most random person that you're friends with on Facebook?
I just recently got a friend request from one of my brother's friends when we lived down in Joplin, who, like, when I was 4.
Damn.
So, there's that.
This guy who sat next to me on a plane once.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah. It was in Atlanta.
I love how your stories always start like this.
But, well, no, this is important. So Delta is a big hub in Atlanta, and everybody works for Delta. And so somebody that was doing air traffic control saw me getting on the plane. So he had the captain shout out to me on the airplane. And I was like, dude, this is the coolest thing that's ever happened in my life. Can you add me on Facebook so you can confirm that this happened?
God.
I'm such a loser.
That sounds like you.
And then my college roommate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's super... The Delta guy, that's pretty random. I don't know. Yeah.
My parents?
That's pretty random. Like, random family members that I've met once in my life?
Right.
Really? Why? I've never seen since I was a kid. Why?
Have you ever used Ancestry.com?
No.
Okay. Do we do commercials for them?
I don't think so.
Okay, it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
I did that. And it would be like, oh, just pay this and this piece of your history will go from being blurry to clear. And then when I paid the money, it was like, URL could not be found.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you done 23andMe?
No, I refuse.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, God, no. I'm not doing any of that. Because I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty sure I'll find out that I was raised by wolves or something.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
How are you?
Hi. Oh, my God. So tired. How are you?
Me too.
Okay. It's going around or something?
Well, yeah. I work until roughly midnight every night.
Oh, my God. What are you still doing up?
Oh, I got to take my kids to school.
No. Teach them at home. Put them in front of
children. It's not really an option at this point.
No, I know it's not. I'm sorry. I'm that's why I'm not allowed to have children or be near them. I apologize.
I just walked in and I come in on this. What is happening?
I don't know.
Oh, my Lord.
Should we just give out tickets?
Can we just do that?
Yeah. Guys, we are so sorry that we are so tired. But if you want to go to Renfest...
Let's just end this.
First two callers.
That's Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Oh, my God. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, my God. Do you want RenFest tickets?
Yeah, dude.
Are you in a tornado right now?
Sorry, I'm in my car.
Okay. Just wondering. Okay. What's your first name?
Cheyenne.
Because I can't spell right now. Can you spell that?
Yeah. C-H-E-Y.
No! Cheyenne!
Stacey Moody on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Jordan and Stacky can't stop laughing to finish their job, so I am here to tell you to listen tomorrow as Tori from KC Pet Project comes in. Also, Jeremy has the 90s at 9 and Stacky Moody smells. Love, Jordan Silver. Add me on Instagram.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.